before 6 o'clock. Time for some sports. Big Jim's House. Brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. So the Tigers had a kind of a make-good doubleheader yesterday. So they split it in Oakland. Off today, then they're home. Homestand starts tomorrow against Minnesota. Twins will be here. Padres in town next week. Little NL visit. That'll be fun. Kyler Murray signs a $230 million deal with the Arizona Cardinals. Good for him. Get paid.
Yeah, get your money. I didn't think he was going to be there, though. Remember all the offseason stuff with him and them?
Oh, yeah. Well, he told them, like, trade me. I'm gone.
When you put that in front of him, it's a little easier to come back.
This relationship is over. There's 230 million reasons why you love me. I love you so much.
Yeah.
So, second and guaranteed money to Deshaun Watson. Like, I think it was like $160 million or something. And then somebody else brought this up. Remember Kyler Murray was an MLB quality baseball player.
Oh, yeah. He'd be in the show right now if he wanted.
Well, he was drafted by the A's.
Yeah.
So, he's making $46 million a year. The A's team salary is $48 million. Everybody's like, should have gone baseball, dude. You're the right move.
Yeah, more money in baseball, man.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I was counting my money. And I was thinking about the short quarterback thing on the way in. It always comes up. Short quarterbacks in the league, you know, it's harder for them and stuff. Russell Wilson ain't that tall, and he won a ring.
Oh, yeah, I think, look, one of the best quarterbacks of all time is a short guy, Drew Brees.
Yeah. Is he taller than Kyler? He is pretty short.
Yeah, he's only like 5'9".
I don't know. It's hard to tell how tall Drew Brees was because he's always licking his hands and pulling his helmet. I mean, he made himself look bigger, like he was trying to scare a bear or something when he came up to the line.
Yeah, I just think that's like an old argument now. All these young guys and small guys are coming into the league and lighting it up, so.
Yeah. I'll pay money to watch Kyler. I love watching Kyler Murray.
Yeah. I did yell that for four quarters when I went and saw him last year, though.
What's that?
You're too short!
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We were giving it to him.
Way to represent.
It's because you're so short!
Is that what it is? You Muppet! You're a Muppet of quarterback, Kyler Murray! Anyway, yeah, he got paid. And speaking of football, A.J. Dillon. Now, I tweeted this out at Big Jim's House. Whoever the mascot is for the Kingston Kingfish, you ain't getting paid enough, buddy.
No, I'm so sorry, man.
So they do the drill where you're both laying on the ground and you have to get up and run through each other on the count of three.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for this young man, he's in a full mascot outfit. He's in a Kingfish outfit against A.J. Dillon. Now, I'm assuming when they brought him out there that A.J. Dillon, they thought it would be just kind of, he'll get up at three and give him a push, right?
Yeah.
He freaking drilled this guy.
Lowered the shoulder like he was trying to get through four defensive linemen at the goal line.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Fourth and goal on the 1 foot line, and he blew his ass up.
His head comes flying off.
Yeah.
Kids in the stands must have been some explaining to do as parents when you're going home.
Well, Kyler Murray couldn't see it because he's so short, but everybody else could.
He lost his head, Mom.
Twitter at Big Jim's House. He was just a little bit how it sounded. Oh, God. It's bad.
Yeah, like, come on. Come on, AJ. Take it easy, buddy.
He had a week. I saw AJ Dillon, by the way, and we don't talk about the Packers, obviously. It's Detroit. But later on I think it was like Wednesday, someone was getting a tour at Lambeau, and he was there doing photos and stuff, and he looked around the corner and saw this tour group. He goes out and just probably spent 5 minutes talking to all of them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he went out and smoked them, too.
Dude, that's what I was waiting for. I'm sure I'll be...
Grab the kids! Oh, my God! It's AJ Dillon!
3, go!
Yeah, oh, he crushed his poor.
Poor guy.
Do you know any... Does anyone... That's another thing. I don't know anyone who was a mascot. That's a small lane.
Yeah, I'm trying to know. Well, and I feel like some of them tried to keep it concealed.
Yeah.
Like the Sparty up in East Lansing, there's not many people who know that guy's a Sparty, or the five of them, whatever they got.
Also, is it one person, or there's multiple people?
No, there's multiple.
That do it? Okay.
Yeah, because they have to be in different places.
Stupid question. Did the Michigan ever have a mascot? Like, do they have a Wolverine that runs around?
No. I
wonder why.
Think back in the early days they had something.
Right.
But nothing now.
My grandma was a huge Notre Dame football fan, right? Because my dad almost went there.
Right.
I don't know if he was going to play, but he was invited to visit by Frank Leahy, one of the Four Horsemen, was the football coach at the time.
Yeah.
So my dad actually got a letter, and they had a train ticket to come to South Bend as a lineman. My grandma hated the little dancing Irishman on the sideline. She was so insulted by that. We'd watch Notre Dame football when it was on, and she'd sit there and go, "That's stupid. That's not. Get that stupid idiot off the sideline." And she didn't care less about college football. I don't know what it was about that mascot. It triggered her. We met the guy once, and she did this. Oh, yeah. Just wrecked him.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to take that poor guy, man.
I want you to be a mascot for the show. We'll call you Groovy the Rockadile. Oh, we get an alligator. Like, you'd be Groovy the CSX Rockadile. We could send you out to events. Come on. It'll work.
Yeah, let's do it.
You've got that on tape, Mongoose? He just agreed to it. Okay, good. Got it. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use that code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Code CSX for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Roadkill Nights tickets coming up at 6:45. Here's your clue for reeling in the ears. Bob's Pyro Pond. About a half hour. We'll play at 6:45. Three clips, 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year. Here's your clue. Bob's Pyro Pond.
Good clue.
I like it.
Everybody got it.
Nice. It's Friday, man.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of stuff going on in the Motor City in the next couple weeks. Anita Baker. We got to get to Anita Baker. We'll get to that in about 10 minutes. Anita Baker's playing LCA tonight. What she did at 2 o'clock this morning in Detroit just blew my mind. We'll get to that in about 10 minutes. But next week... Oh, it's your week. The Rocket Mortgage Classic at the Detroit Golf Club.
Yes, sir.
So, Jason Langwell joined us. He's the executive director of the whole thing, the whole shebang. If you need any information about this, if you want to get tickets for next week, also Tuesday and Wednesday are free, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you want to go out there, watch practice rounds, things like that. Text us. The keyword is...
Rocket.
Yes, R-O-C-K-E-T. But we asked him a question involving Happy Gilmore. And it led to a bigger discussion that you and I had pretty much the entire time after the show. If you could be one golfer from a movie, who would you be? Think about that. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. If you could be one golfer from a movie, who would it be? Here's the Happy Gilmore talk with Jason. So who shoots a better round of golf there? Shooter McGavin or Happy Gilmore?
I'm going to go with Shooter McGavin.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Shooter McGavin.
Better on the greens, right?
Happy Gilmore.
That a little too long. Yeah. Happy might be a little too long for that course.
Happy would have a bigger gallery, but Shooter would he'd end up firing lower. Yeah.
You've thought about this, haven't you, Jason?
Yeah, no, I have. Yeah, I was thinking about a little bit more, but I think that's right.
Have you ever tried to Happy Gilmore drive? Have you just run up and just tried to just smack it?
I have. I have tried to do it, but one of the best in the kind of the team that we have, you know, Casey Hurvitz, the CMO of Rocket Mortgage, is actually a professional at it. He's got tons of video. If you check out his social,
what? Oh, wow.
He's perfected. Yeah, he's perfected over time. So he's it's actually probably a better move for him. He might be a little better running up to it than he is stationary. he's got the move down.
I love it. Have you ever Happy Gilmore to drive?
Oh, I think anybody who plays golf has tried it.
Okay.
You have to.
So here's your question. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. If you're going to be one movie golfer, by the way, keyword Rocket, if you want that whole conversation and links for the Rocket Mortgage Classic next week. Who are you?
Man, my first thought is Ty from Caddyshack.
Okay, and this is what I told you yesterday in the studio.
Yeah.
Ty sounds cool, but when you watch Caddyshack, you start to realize he's nuts. And he chokes under pressure. He was horrible.
Yeah, 100%. But he's just a cool, sly dude. He's got more money than all of them, I think. Guy's leaving checks, you know, all over his house.
Right. But he's a train wreck.
Yeah, that's fun, though.
What's his name from Tin Cup? I always want to be Tin Cup. Same thing, though. He's kind of a train wreck.
Yeah, 100%.
Just to be Costner would be fantastic. 248-398-9279. Mike, what's up, bud? Oh, hold on.
McAvoy from Tin Cup.
Who was it again?
Roy McAvoy from Tim Cup.
Absolutely. See, that's what I was just talking about, Mike. Roy McAvoy is just fun. And you get to date Rene Russo. It's not bad.
Well, not only you stole him from Don Johnson, plus the whole Kevin Costner thing with Yellowstone. I mean, you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Kevin Costner is as cool now as he was during the heyday with Bull Durham and all that. Right?
So you guys just want to be Kevin Costner.
You shut up,
Logan.
We're
talking about God.
No. Fine. Maybe I do. All right. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you, Mike.
Boots on, baby.
Boot check.
I think you guys got a little love for Kevin Costner.
Got a little love. It's
morning.
A whole lot of love.
I'm trying to think of other golfers. I don't want to be Happy. I don't know. Happy might
Why
be
not?
Cool. He gets the girl in the end.
Yeah.
And he stays on tour.
Al would be fun. Al Cervic.
Oh, yeah. That'd be another one.
Yeah, Rodney. Although, you know, and look, you got a radio in your golf bag. Who are we missing? Missing a lot. The legend of Bagger Vance. Would you want to be Matt Damon?
Oh, no, because he was just a golfer.
Right.
Everything was about Bagger Vance.
Why didn't Bagger Vance just drop the bag and go own the course? He could have shot a 59 and whatever
hey man,
he wanted.
Some of those guys can't play.
Underrated.
They can only teach.
That is an underrated golf movie, man.
Yeah.
So there's Caddyshack, Tin Cup, Happy Gilmore. What about Chubbs? Chubbs would be fun. Pre-alligator.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, pre-alligator would be a good one. Who else are we missing? You're the golf guy. Are we missing
I'm trying to think of other golf movies. There's not that many out there.
Hey, Rich. Oh.
Dangerfield and Caddyshack. I love all his equipment he uses.
Absolutely. And just to go shopping at the pro shop just once as Rodney Dangerfield. I'll take two of those, three of these, four of those. None of the headless. Lovely on you. Oof. Set my friend Wang up here. Good call, man. Yeah. All right, Rich.
All right, guys, take care.
Have a good weekend, bud.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, honestly, there's only like four.
Is there a golf movie we're missing?
I'm looking through. I just like research golf movies.
Ernie just texted in. They did play Around a Golf in Goldfinger. James Bond played Around a Golf.
Ah, okay.
I don't know. They're just really making a golf movie.
No.
I mean, golf happened there.
I mean, there's only really four big golf movies. Happy Gilmore, Caddyshack, Tin Cup, and then for me, Bagger Vance, and then The Greatest Game Ever Played is, to me, the best golf movie ever.
Oh, with Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
That is an underrated movie.
1903. Or 1913, something, whatever it is.
Bobby Jones or whatever that was, or I don't remember.
He beat all those guys. It was the U.S. Open. Same place they played this year for the U.S. Open. The kid who lived across the street, 16-year-old, won it.
What about Danny in Caddyshack?
No.
Come on. He's getting his game together. He's going to college. He's got a girlfriend who's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like his personality that much.
I want to be Judge Smales just because I like Tab. You know, well, the world needs ditch diggers too, Danny. Seriously, are we missing any other golf movies? Dorf on Golf. Tim Conway. That's the one where he would just, with his knees. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Dorf on Golf became this huge thing for a while. Tim Conway from the Carol Burnett Show and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
He would do this bit. I think he started doing it on Johnny Carson way back when, where all he would do is like sit down on his knees, but they put shoes where
right.
his knees were.
Yeah.
And he was Dorf.
Classic.
And it was Dorf on Golf, and he would give golf lessons, but he would rock back and stuff. Dorf on Golf.
We'll have to watch
You're
this.
Right, though, dude. I honestly cannot think of other golf movies.
No, because I'm looking at the list, and I'm like, I've never heard of 90% of these, except for the few that we've mentioned.
There is a great golf scene in Animal House when they hit the back of the horse.
Oh,
when they're
yeah.
out hitting golf balls. I think
right.
it's Otter, when Otter just crushes one.
Oh, geez, forgot
hits
about
the back
that.
Of Niedermeyer's horse. You got to bend. It's all in the wrist, fellas. It's all in the wrist.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, thanks to Jason, by the way. Very cool dude. Jason Langwell was on with us yesterday, and you can actually get the whole conversation, information about the Rockin' Mortgage Classic and what they're doing in the community. It's really, really cool what they're doing in the community to help out, helping the city of Detroit get connected.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Kids have a fair shot when it comes to their education. Online learning is going to be so important going forward, man. And they've done, like, what, $6 million?
Yep.
To help out with these programs. Anyway, text us. The keyword is
Rocket.
20 minutes from now, we will play Reeling in the Ears for Roadkill Nights tickets. Here's your clue. Bob's Pyro. CSX Big Jim's House. How we doing Friday morning, 6:36? About 10 minutes, we will play Reeling in the Ears for Roadkill Nights tickets. One of those destination events. I got buddies come from all over for this, man. This is drag racing on Woodward Avenue at the M1 Concourse.
Very cool.
This is about as Detroit as it gets. And these people, you know what they do, Ryan? They say this.
Just gonna send it!
Oh, my God. First time I went, I'm like, oh, this is cute. They'll be drag racing on Woodward. How fast are they gonna go? Wow! There's some people, and it's wild because where M1 is, it's right by the train tracks. And this was the old Pontiac plant.
Yeah.
So they're backed up all the way to the train tracks. The line, the cars in queue, and it's just this reverberation of blah, 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 blah.
It's when you get their chance.
Crazy cars coming out there. Anyway, just definitely, Roadkill Nights has become one of those Detroit things. And tonight is a huge, huge deal in the Motor City. Now, I know we're a classic rock station, but surprise, surprise, sometimes we listen to things other than classic rock. And as a man, you're damn right I had a mixtape with Anita Baker on it. You're damn right. Absolutely.
Yep.
Luther Vandross, Best of Love, Ballads from Paul Rodgers, and Anita Baker, Rapture. Let's go. I think that's where Tom Brady actually got that from. So the reason we bring this up is Anita Baker tonight at LCA. It's her first concert here since 2008.
Wow. Wow, and that's cool to have her back.
So I tweeted out at Big Jim's House. I think it's about the cutest damn Detroit thing I've ever seen from a singer of this caliber. She can't sleep. She's so nervous about performing tonight.
Nervous, excited, she can't sleep. Fired up.
It's, what, 2:15, right? It was 2:15 in the morning. This morning. I imagine she's in her Suburban, right? They've got her. Maybe they picked her up at the airport. She's driving around, whatever, staying downtown, getting ready for the show. She couldn't sleep. So she winds up at the Spirit of Detroit. And she's on Twitter posting this video. Again, I retweeted it at Big Jim's House. Here it is.
I just can't sleep. I'm excited. And we were driving past the Spirit of Detroit, and I could not resist. I had to stop and come over and say hi. Jeez, it's been so long. Can't wait to see you. Man. Okay, I'm going to go get some sleep. Love you. Baker love.
She's not done.
Juan is rinsing. Holy moly, it's gorgeous. Night-night, y'all. Time to go
night-night.
That's cool.
She can't sleep. I forgot the end of that. She's like, I love the Rensen. She's so sweet. She's so sweet, man.
And be back here after all that time. It's going to be a huge show.
LCA tonight. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. So, Anita Baker. How cool is that? Just sleep in there, man. Go to sleep, Anita. Get some rest. Think about artists that would be that excited that when it comes to playing here. Seeger's always that way. Believe me, I was at a sound check at Pine Knob, the last show he did out there. He was nervous.
Yeah.
He was walking through it. I think Kid Rock gets that way.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
I remember the first. Let's play Reeling in the Years in Big Jim's House. Are you reeling in the years?
Thanks for joining us this morning. Now, if you're new to the show, we play this game. Well, hell, now we're on time.
Hey!
How about that? 6:45 every weekday morning. 3 clips, 1 year. All you have to do is tell us the year. Here we go.
10 seconds.
Sissy Spacek in her Oscar-winning role.
In a cabin on a hill in Butcher Hollow.
Head out for violence.
All right, 248-398-9279 is our house phone. What year are we looking for? Let us know, and you will win.
You'll get those pair of tickets to Motor Trend Presents Roadkill Nights powered by Dodge, Saturday, August 13th.
No, you got it. You're doing it.
I make myself laugh. It's August 13th at the M1 Concourse there in Pontiac. Get your tickets now. It's a one-day experience. You got drag racing, car displays, thrill rides, Freiberger and Finnegan, and the Roadkill cars will be there as well. It's going to be huge.
Yes. Yeah, it is, and I can't say this enough. This is one of the coolest destination events in the Motor City if you're a gearhead, even if you're not.
Yeah, I know. I got to go this year. I've missed the past ones.
One day only.
I want to be the person that drops the handkerchief when they take off. Isn't that...
What are you dating? Who are you dating? Danny Zuko? What is that?
The hot chick? Okay, I can dress Nikki. Like that and drop a...
Okay, I love baby.
No, you can't. What the hell happened to you last night?
I don't know.
You either got sleep or something. Hi, Todd. Good morning.
Good morning.
What year are we looking for, sir?
1980.
Yeah!
There we go. Miracle on Ice, Coal Miner's Daughter in movie theaters, and Bob Seger with Fire Lake Off Against the Wind. What are you up to, Todd?
I'm just getting ready for work.
Getting ready for work. So do you have your boots on yet or not yet?
Not quite.
We just wanted to yell boot check, so but you don't have your boots on yet, so we can't yell boot check.
Not yet. Bare feet right now.
Do you want to yell bare feet check? With that
bare foot check.
No, doesn't work. All right, you're going to see Roadkill Nights. You will be there August 13th at M1 Concourse. Congratulations, but have a good weekend, too.
All right, thank you.
Hold on.
You too.
Thanks. Interesting thing about Fire Lake. Bob told us that when he was in studio, that Eights and Aces, the whole symbolism of the song is taking chances.
Right.
And I have always been told, and I can't say who told me this, but we know. You hear a lot of the Eagles doing the harmonies on this song. There is a version somewhere in the archives of Bob Seger with just the Eagles doing this.
Yeah.
You'd really hear it in the end, man. 6:52, Big Jim's house. Thanks for the gas. Next qualifier at 7:40. You can also register online. Text us. The keyword is
gas.
G-A-S. And we'll draw one more of those at 9:20, and then we'll announce our weekly winner of 200 gallons of gasoline. We'll do that right before 10 o'clock. Anyway, make sure you're in. Keyword gas, but then at 7:40, we'll qualify people on air as well. We want to make sure you have as many chances as possible to win this. And you get a $50 gas card courtesy of...
Highland BP and M&M Marathon.
I like doing that too. I'm
BP
sorry.
Marathon.
Mid-mention at the point. Occasionally, we get some really good clips from Family Feud. And you see people just dig themselves into a hole.
Yeah.
This is one of the first ones I've seen in a while, or heard in a while, where I think there's more to it.
Okay.
Most of the time you're on Family Feud, you just, you know, you blurt out something. I get it. This one?
Name something a person might want out of. Nope.
A marriage.
Yes, marriage.
Said it.
You don't like that answer?
It was number one.
Okay,
it was for the game.
Okay,
it's okay. You guys are happy.
Yes.
No. Dude.
Oh, the way he said it.
Marriage.
It was either like he really wants out of his marriage or the, I don't know, hopefully.
She wasn't too thrilled about it.
I mean, that's where you got to calm down. It's for the game, like they said.
I don't know. That one was a little uncomfortable, man.
Yeah, you just got to say it like you're not really wanting it.
Marriage? You got to Ron Burgundy and put a question mark on the end of that one. Marriage?
Yeah.
Damn it!
Or you do the, this ain't me, Steve.
Right.
This is me.
This isn't me talking.
But it's got to be up on the bar.
Number one. It's got to be. Because I love that woman right over there. But no, he said it like this.
Name something a person might want out of. Nope.
A marriage.
Yes, no. Marriage.
Dude, you can't say it like that.
We're going to play.
You don't like that answer? It was number one.
Okay,
it was for the game.
Okay,
for the game. It's okay. You guys are happy.
Yes.
Top five things you get rid of. WCSX, Big Jim's House, 658. Mega Millions tonight, $660 million. We need your help. You got a pen?
Yeah.
Give us numbers. 248-398-9279. One number. It's between what? One and, I don't even remember with Mega Millions. One in 75? One in 60? Probably should have looked that up before I started talking about it. Anyway, 248-398-9279. We're going to buy one ticket with nothing but listeners' numbers on it. And if we win, if we hit it with that card, then we're gonna book the biggest rock concert Detroit has ever seen.
Got to.
Okay? Is that fair? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-WCSX.
It goes up to 70.
Okay, up to 70.
Yeah,
and
one
then,
to 70.
And then the yellow one. Okay, so one
to 25.
You got it?
The, okay. Yeah, the mega number.
248-398-9279. And if you got a reason behind it, give us a good number. One way we should put on there. And again, you'll be part of this. We're going to hit. Did you get your tickets yet?
No, not yet.
You going to go to your store?
Yep.
Ernie just texted. He wants to know where your store is.
Yeah. You'd love it, wouldn't you, Ernie? I'm just kidding. I don't have a store.
You told us you did earlier this
week. No, I have a type of store.
Oh, that's fair. Okay.
And I don't. You don't buy it until like a couple hours before. You let it all build up. Those last numbers, man, that's when it comes out.
You're going to forget.
I know.
You're going to forget.
I know, but I can't because this is the one that's been waiting all this time for me.
See, I'm an online guy. I'll buy them online today. I think Mongoose is the same way you are. Mongoose would just as soon just go get them.
Yeah.
Got to go to the store.
It's nice having that physical ticket.
248, so you can tear it up and throw it in the trash can. Damn it, I got to go to work on Monday.
You got to kiss it 12 times.
So we need, how many numbers do we need? Five, right? We have five numbers and one Mega Million number. 248-398-9279. Again, when we win, because you got to think positive, from off this ticket, we're going to book the biggest concert ever in Detroit.
Yep.
And then when you and I get back from Jamaica with the families after a month, we'll talk about it.
I'm in. I'd go to Jamaica.
No, I'm buying the ticket. I may invite you.
What if? No way, dude. We have audio proven this is our show's ticket. Cool. I'll sue you.
You can find me. 248-398-9279. Pam, you get the first number. What number are we doing?
26.
And 26, any reason?
It's my birthday of October, but I always play that when I play any kind of Mega Millions or anything.
Okay, $660 million. After taxes, it's $376 million. So we could book a couple
not
acts
bad.
If we win tonight.
Yeah, I think I can handle that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Pam, 26. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, second number. Mike.
How you doing?
Good, man. Second number. What are we doing?
21.
Any reason?
Football number off through school.
There you go.
All right.
War number 21. So we got what, 26 and 21? Yep. Thank you, buddy.
You got it. All right. Take care.
You too, man. Bye. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Jim. How are you doing today?
Wonderful, man. You get the third number. What are we doing?
Number 3.
Earnhardt?
Earnhardt, sir. $3. I was at Daytona in 1998 when he won it.
Okay. Nice. Seeing there's an emotional connection to this. Tim, thank you, buddy. Have a good weekend. Yeah, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye. So what do we have now? We got three numbers. We need two more and then one of the Mega Millions numbers.
Right. We got 26, 21, and 3.
Now, again, this is our Big Jim's House ticket. If we hit on this one tonight at Mega Millions, we're going to create the biggest concert ever in Detroit. Don.
Brother, what's happening?
You are, baby. Okay, give us a number for Mega Millions.
53.
And why? Why 53?
53. That's the year Donna Rosalie gave birth to baby Don.
Oh, I see. Wow, okay, birth year. Like that one. All right, Don. Thank you, buddy.
All right, brother. See you. Have a good day.
You too, man.
So we need one more number, right?
Yep.
Hold on. Larry!
Yeah!
What's our last number?
54.
54. Why?
Why? That's the number that comes out a lot. My son, when he played football, that was his number. And whenever I play the lottery, that's one of the numbers I throw in there.
So you're seeing 54. So there's a little bit of research into this.
I like that.
Larry's seeing some research on this.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, 54.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling good about this. Who do we book first? We got to get Seeger, right? So, Larry, when we win, we'll be able to throw enough money to get Seeger to come out of retirement, right?
You got it.
All right, done. We're on it.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to you soon, bud.
Okay. All right, guys, take care. I love you.
Love you, too, man. Have a good weekend. Hold on. We need the Mega Millions number, right?
Yep.
Which needs to be between
1 and 25.
I think Michelle's got this. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
So you get to pick the Mega Millions number. What number are we going with?
Yeah, awesome. Number 9.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because of?
9-9, baby. September 9th, birthday.
You are. Okay. And obviously the Detroit connection with number 9 here in the Motor City.
Definitely.
But yeah. Okay. So number 9. You got the numbers written down?
Yep.
Michelle, anybody else you want us to book when we win this? Because we're going to try to get Seeger first. But when we win the Mega Millions concert, who
I'm
else do you want us to get?
Seeger all the way. Just, I'm Seeger all the way.
Okay. So Seeger all the way. That would definitely. Yep. Maybe we might finally have enough money to convince Led Zeppelin to come out of retirement.
Oh, I don't know.
That would be awesome.
Okay. See? Michelle agrees.
Yeah.
I agree.
See? She's down. You don't think there's enough money to get them to play one gig?
No.
Oh, would that be awesome?
Right.
He just show up. He could just show up for Bob Seeger.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. I like your positive attitude this morning, Michelle. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Good luck, everybody.
Yay!
Yeah.
So we got our numbers.
Yes.
I'll get that ticket. If we win, it's definitely 100% the Mega Millions concert, Big Jim's House Mega Millions concert.
Where are we doing at?
The Big House.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, so who do you want to book?
Oh, who do I want to book?
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, man. Ozzy. I've never seen him live, and that's selfishly who I want to see live really
bad. Is that selfish?
Bad.
Are you kidding me? So our concert bill would be Bob Seeger, Led Zeppelin, and Ozzy at the Big House.
Gosh, hopefully Ozzy and Seeger don't want to do it for that much, because all your money's going towards Zepp.
I don't know. $360 million?
You need at least 50 to get them thinking about it.
We're fine.
Each. Don't, 50 each.
Don't rub the fur off the teddy bear. Okay?
I'm just thinking, logistically.
Seeger, Led Zeppelin, Ozzy.
It's not a bad start.
Not a bad start?
Mm-hmm.
Who else are you going to get?
I don't know. You got to have like a little bit of like a... Like an in-between act, a little calmer.
No, you don't.
Just to settle everybody down for a second?
No.
No?
No, you don't. Yeah, no, I'm not throwing it. And who would want to be in that concert as an opening act? You're going to get crushed.
Yeah.
They'd rip seats out and throw them at you. Get off stage. I'm waiting for Zeppelin, Ozzy, and Bob Seeger. I don't care who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, where are REO Speedwagon? I don't care.
Yeah, I think you just pass on the openers.
Right.
Flip a coin for who goes out first.
You get up on stage and do all your jokes from CSX Files.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I could do a tight 10, tight 15.
Tight 30 seconds. Okay. So we got our numbers. Everybody else, good luck tonight with Mega Millions. 660 to a million, excuse me. Payoffs almost 400 million after you take the taxes.
Yeah.
And then, can you imagine the Big House? Here we are. 7-Eleven, Big Jim's house. Big jackpot for Mega Millions. We were sitting here talking about it. We got some numbers from listeners, so I'll buy that ticket. We'll get that one. And if we hit on it, we're going to have Big Jim's house at the Big House, the biggest concert in the history of the world forever. Ever.
Yes.
We're going to take the money. We're just going to blow it out.
I want fireworks every 15 minutes. In between each song, there's a 5-minute fireworks show.
No. Good Lord, Cletus. What do you want us to blow up the Big House?
That's what I want, Junior. I want to blow it up real good. Hey, man, we spent $600 million on fireworks.
So who do you want us to book? We talked about this. 248-398-9279. And I know what the odds are. Don't tell us the odds. We're just having fun. It's Friday.
That's fun to dream.
If we win Mega Millions with that ticket, with that particular set of numbers, which I think it was Steve texted in. We're not going to repeat it because we don't want 1,000 people splitting with us. But yeah, we'll buy the big house for an event. And the first three rattled off was Seeger, Led Zeppelin, and who am I forgetting?
Ozzy.
You wanted Ozzy. Who else, though? 248-398-9279. I know. It's just daydreaming. It's fun to do.
Yeah.
Remember when you were kids and you actually thought you were going to make a major league, you were going to be a pro baseball player?
Yep.
Dude, I was convinced I was going to be a first baseman because I had Steve Garvey's first baseman glove.
Right.
So obviously, if I had the glove, that meant I was going to play in major league baseball.
Well, this is the same thing as being in the backyard going, all right, bottom of the ninth, Nolan sure. Ryan on the mound.
Yeah. Do you know how many times I was fouled by Larry Bird shooting free throws by myself?
Foul!
I did, man.
He missed the shot. No, I got hit there.
Celtic sucks. Oh, yeah. I was the only guy to get fouled doing a free throw.
Foul!
Mega Millions is $660 million. Lump sum is $376.9 million. That's based on 24%. You're going to give the government about $86 million. If you had no reductions in income, you would owe the IRS another $46 to $50 million. So you're still going to have all that. So we got plenty of money. We're good. Did you see the text message about there's some pretty good bands?
Oh, yeah.
The one that fits.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you got it. At the Big House, you got to have them play. The Killers.
Oh, the Killers. Yeah, do Mr. Brightside at the Big House.
Yeah.
They could get the show going.
Metallica.
Yeah.
Then Riff would probably try to steal it from us. Anyway.
Well, you'd have no time for other bands.
What, if Metallica did that?
Yeah.
No, if you booked Springsteen, we would be done.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Bruce, we only want you to do 40 minutes. Man, I can't do 40 minutes. Hey, wait a minute.
Metallica, 40 minutes? That's the opening to Fuel.
Right. It's not wrong. Bob, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. So who would you book?
I would book Alice Cooper.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Gotta have Detroit's Madman there.
Good call, buddy. Hey,
probably along with Nugent, too.
I remember the first time I played in Ann Arbor, Michigan, a young Robert Seeger. It was 1969 as he strode up Main Street. The music echoed through my ears and through my soul.
Stranglehold would sound sweet there, though.
It would. It really would. Thank you, Bob. Have a good morning. Yeah.
You too.
Later.
Oh, somebody wants us to do a whole 3-day event.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Rock-a-palooza.
AC/DC? That'd be a good one. We gotta get Jay Giles just to come out and do Detroit Breakdown. Okay, you're done.
Can you just do that part, please? Yeah,
Kiss to play the show? Yeah, but they've retired. No, wait. That's 10 years now. They've been retiring.
Yeah, don't know if they can fit it into their 18th farewell tour.
Okay, so that's our idea. We got our number. If we win, when we win, you got to think positive. Big Jim's House at the Big House concert. Our musical event of a generation. Bob Seeger. We got Bob Seeger, Led Zeppelin. We'll get them to play for one more year. You want Ozzy. Metallica sounds like a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get Alice.
Man.
Kid Rock, right?
Kid Rock, yeah. You got to have them there.
Okay.
We'd have enough money. Let's bring out a hologram of somebody, too. Let's do it all, man.
Let's get a hologram of somebody.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Who's a Stevie Ray Vaughan hologram up there?
Okay. That's not a bad one. Yeah, that would work. Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Good, man. So who else are we getting for the Big Jim's House concert at the Big House when we win Mega Millions?
Oh, the Ultimate Party Band. I've every time I've seen them, it's just been a blast. Jake Isles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and we just want him to do Detroit Breakdown, and then we kick him off stage, or no?
I'd do him do a couple more, probably.
Okay.
Oh, he could have the Michigan marching band with him.
Okay.
Dang. Isn't that his thing?
What?
Didn't he bring a marching band out on stage at DT one year?
Jake Isles?
Yeah.
Not that I remember. I don't know.
I thought he did a did something with a marching band.
Somebody texted it. I don't know about that. Somebody texted it, call the event Gym Stock.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because it's every morning. 7:40 we will get our next qualifier. You're going to get a $50 gas card courtesy of M&M Marathon and then qualify for our weekly grand prize, 200 gallons of gasoline. Woo! Thank you, Chris McDonald, and everybody at Highland BP and M&M Marathon, locally owned and operated. 7:40, and we'll hit that up right on the nose. And you can also register online. So if you don't get through at 7:40, don't worry about it. Text us the keyword is.
Gas.
And we'll reset that every week to make sure your odds are better as well. We'll explain that a little bit later. But I do want to get back to this because I apologize, Ryan. You were right. I think you made a reference to Jay Giles. We were talking about, we had listeners, you guys picked our Mega Millions numbers for tonight. It's $660 million. If we hit on that ticket, we're going to do Big Jim's House at the Big House, the largest rock concert ever.
Yep.
Our goal is to get Seeger, Led Zeppelin, Ozzy. Those are the three we've agreed on.
Yeah,
right?
Three big ones. Yeah.
After that, it's all up to you guys. Who else do we book? And I know we're just daydreaming about this, but
it's fun.
I also think the Tigers are going to make a second half run. So just, it's okay. But you mentioned Jay Giles, and you thought there was a marching band on stage, right?
Yeah, I swear I've heard that story before, that he brought a marching band out while he was here one night.
Anthony, is that right?
Yes, it is. It was 1979, I believe, at Cobo Hall. It was the East Detroit High School Marching Band.
How cool is that?
Yeah, my sister was there in the band.
Oh, she was in
That's
the band?
Cool.
Yeah, in the marching band, right?
Okay. Yeah, no, did you find it right?
I think, so I found that one, but the cool thing is, this is the one that I remember. In 2010, it looks like, he brought Chippewa Valley High School out at DTE, their marching band.
At Pine Knob?
At Pine Knob,
really?
Yeah, sorry, Pine Knob.
That's okay.
Just the story says it. But yeah, he brought them out and did Centerfold, it looks like, Chippewa Valley High School marching band.
So he's done this a couple times. Cool, man.
Cool.
Hey, Anthony, we appreciate you listening in the morning,
nice.
Buddy. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Later.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Give me.
Everybody keeps wanting us to do a 3-day rock fest. I like that people put some thought into this. 3-day rock band opens a local band. 3-day rock fest opens the local bands and other bands that want to play. Charge small fee for charity. Oh, yeah.
Just do the big shows at the... at the big house, and then we'll have a little offshoots. We'll just take over Ann Arbor.
Right. Well, not with Bob Seger, because they wouldn't. Never mind. It's Friday, and I'm in a good mood. I'm not going to go revisit
that's
Bob
true.
Seger
Would
Boulevard.
They let him play there? He's done nothing for them.
They wouldn't let us put Bob Seger Boulevard up. That was for damn sure. They wanted nothing to do with that.
Oh, hey, great city. Great city.
We love Ann Arbor. Just your politics kind of suck. Anyway, let it go. He's in Allen Park. It's great. We got Bob Seger Boulevard done. Anyway, 7:24. Okay. Cool. I'm going to buy, once we're going to take a little break here, I'll go buy the tickets online.
All right.
I'll take care of that, but I will get that ticket.
Sweet.
And we'll do this. And then you got to get your tickets tonight.
Yeah.
And if you're not here Monday, I know what happened.
I'll show up for at least one day.
Oh, God.
I got a few things in the office I want to take home.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't be here. You'd be gone. Heidi wouldn't let you come to work.
No, I'd feel like I'd have to come.
I would know something was wrong. There's only one way.
Yeah.
To know something's wrong. If you're funny during the CSX files.
Dang.
That would be it. Oh, a little shade on a Friday.
Whatever. I got a good one today. I got a good one.
You've been getting text messages this morning. Pete texted in. I think Rick also.
I know. I got to do some editing on it. Right now, the joke's about a paragraph long. So I got...
Okay. Good. Okay. Nice.
Process of writing.
CSX Files to 750. Cardboard Crimes and Hot Dog Gone in 60 Seconds.
All right.
I've been written the name of the movie. Ryan, what's your story about?
Pitchfork Teddy Bears.
And you've got a joke for that?
Yeah.
Let's get you qualified for 200 gallons of gasoline right now. Call number 9-248-398-9279. That's our house phone number, 248-398-WCSX. You got to release the phones, Mongoose.
Release them!
Release the hounds. There they go. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-WCSX. Now, you'll automatically win a $50 gas card is provided by our friends at
M&M Marathon. And then you're in the running for the week's grand prize, tanks for the gas, 200 gallons of gas. That's courtesy of Highland BP and M&M Marathon, locally owned and operated.
Okay, and Chris McDonald, our buddy, we talked to him earlier this week, man. Great dude.
Awesome.
Wanted to be part of this. Just our way of saying thank you for listening. And we get it, man. Pain at the pump. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. Let's grab line three. Hi, good morning. It's Big Jim's house. You're on the radio. Who's this?
This is Sue Balo from Harrison Township.
Hi, Sue. How are you? Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
You?
I'm a DoorDasher, so I could use this money.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you could.
Yeah. So how much do you think you spend a week on gas alone?
Probably about $100-$120 a week.
Wow. So well, this can definitely help you out.
So we got the $50 gas card. That's courtesy of M&M Marathon. And then you're qualified for the grand prize drawing, 200 gallons of gasoline. We'll do that around, what, 9:40?
Yes.
Okay. Sue.
Oh, awesome.
Yay.
Awesome.
Yay.
Yes.
Will you hold on?
You guys. You guys are awesome people.
Man, you just made
our week.
Thank
you.
So sweet of you. It's nice to know folks like you are listening, Sue. You hold on, okay?
Oh, you're the only radio station I listen to.
We appreciate that.
I'm about to give her $50 out of my wallet, too. Wow. Okay, hold on. Hold on, okay?
Thank you very much.
Welcome. So nice. You can still sign up digitally. Now, the keyword is
gas.
G-A-S. And this will all reset after we pick the winner. And then next week, we're going to clean the slate and we'll do it all over again.
Right.
Another 200 gallons of gasoline. Bring your own container, by the way. We have plastic bags, but I don't think it's going to hold in there.
Oh, yeah.
I did watch that video yesterday again. Remember the one? Was it last year? Or a couple of years ago, there was a lady.
I think it was right at the start of COVID.
Yeah.
When people are starting to panic about things.
She had plastic grocery bags,
yep.
And she was putting gasoline in them and then putting them in the back of the car.
I mean, yeah. Not a bad way to transport them.
What do you mean, I mean, yeah? No.
It's horrible. You got to start emptying out your pool. You're just about to put all this gas.
No, stop. Don't even tell people that. Someone's going to go, that's what Ryan said, so it's got to be true. Coming up next, CSX Files for Friday. Cardboard crimes and hot dog gone in 60 seconds.
All right.
And Ryan has a story involving
the CSX Files.
As always, you miss any of the CSX Files, text us. The keyword is
file.
F-I-L-E. We will send you the link right to your phone. Rick, Pete, they reached out?
Yes. I think I got one here. I'm taking a different approach today.
Really? If you guys don't know, what one of the three stories, we'll give you a couple stories here. And then, Ryan, we generally come up with some sort of dad joke. And Ryan, being the new dad, is working really hard at these.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
And sometimes they're flat as Werner's left outside for 2 days. But that's okay. You better do well. Either way, I have some motivation for you next week on the show.
Oh, boy.
No. It's good. I have somebody who's going to come on and motivate you. You'll love it.
All right.
I think but we'll get to that in a minute. We got to start off the story, so. A man in the UK was recently arrested for running through a town in just a cardboard box. The man partied hard the night before at his bachelor party. His bachelor party.
Oh, all right.
Not a bachelor party. His bachelor party. His friends stripped him naked and took his clothes before giving him a cardboard box.
Woo! Come on! We're streaking! Come on! Come on! We're running! Come on! Woo! Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!
There he goes. One of the witnesses, I love the eyewitness. We saw the man wearing nothing but a cardboard box around his waist and a pair of socks. He came running towards us, waving one arm in the air. The other arm was being used to hold the box in place. He asked if he could have my shirt. He told us it was his bachelor party and that his friends had stripped him and dropped him outside of his home. So instead of going into the house, his best move was to go run around the neighborhood naked in the cardboard box.
This dude
is living his best life. Just wearing a cardboard box.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, is it like some make new, it could be something trendy.
I'm sure there's some high fashion out there that does it.
I remember one time I tried to make a belt out of cardboard.
Really?
Didn't work.
No?
Yeah, it was a waste of paper.
Hey! There
Juju's not even into it today. I'm not even trying because you're somewhere else this morning. He's FaceTiming people. He's giving up on us this week, man. We're done. Okay.
Oh, man.
Second story.
Oh, man. I remember this from my childhood, my favorite morning show back in the day.
Yes.
Pitchfork and Teddy Bear.
Oh, God, I love
that. Was a good one, right?
Yeah, every time they do police stories, they call it What's the Fuzz with Teddy Bear. Great segment. Great segment.
This lady missed him so bad, she decided to take her pitchfork and teddy bears to a local grocery store over in Florida. She was running around with a pitchfork while trying to sell teddy bears outside of a grocery store in Florida.
So wait a minute, she's selling teddy bears and she's using the pitchfork to motivate people?
That or scare them into buying a teddy bear. You're going to get pitchforked if you don't buy one of these.
It's like the worst episode of Green Acres where they're standing holding a pitchfork. Buy these.
But the cops came. She ended up stabbing a man's minivan with the pitchfork.
Really?
Yeah, poor van.
Yeah.
Got one to the side.
What did I do?
Yeah. Yeah, but she got arrested. She was hammered, of course. You could have guessed that.
No, she was pitchforked. She didn't have a hammer. Read the story, right? It's right there.
Oh, man. All right. But you know what? One thing they did get wrong was the type of bears. They weren't teddy bears.
What were they?
They were panda bears she was trying to sell. But you know the thing I was reading, interesting stuff about panda bears. You know they love movies, right?
Didn't know this.
No, they only like the old ones, though. They got to be black and white.
That
is,
oh my God.
Come on.
Shame.
He just gave you
shame.
That's not that he bad. Just,
shame.
You get it, right? Panda shame. Bears are black and white. Okay.
Oh my God. Hey, Jeff, do you have a dad joke to save that?
I sure do. It's really bad. What do polar bears like to write with?
I don't know.
Penguin.
Fantastic, Jeff. Penguins. Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome.
Man, I thought mine was all right.
That could be. You know what? That could be something we're going to do. We may put somebody in the bullpen every morning.
To cover me?
Need a joke from the righty. No, that was a fine joke.
Man. Oh, Big Dan had a good one.
I get it. What?
This lady wasn't drunk. She was forked up.
See, where was that? Where was that?
I'm stealing that, Dan.
Okay. Last story comes out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Police recently arrested Cody Johnson and Sarah Novak for stealing $2,000 worth of weenies from a baseball park concession stand.
Whoa, how'd they get in there?
$2,000 worth of hot dogs. They also took 50 bags of Doritos, chili and cheese, 70 soft drinks, $1,000 in hamburgers. They got busted because they failed to realize there's security cameras all over the ballpark.
Ah, you forget about those.
Right. Don't worry about it. It's not that big of a deal. It really isn't.
No?
I looked this up. In Tennessee, that crime is not a felony.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a misdemeanor.
Come on.
They already got the movie rights opted for this. If it wins any awards, you know what that makes it, right?
What?
An Oscar wiener.
Let's go. There's so many wiener jokes.
Come on, yeah, man. Wiener Friday. We were watching videos of people. Bone sent us one, and Big Ed sent one, too.
Yeah, Big Ed sent one.
Kicking off the weekend with Party Town, an actual dance to it. Bones went next level. Find out if we can share that.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Yeah, playing slots in his living room, drumming in his living room.
Yes.
He's got a Party Town at his house, man.
I wonder how many people actually do, like, drum dash and you know, we try to hit it right around 8:05 on Friday morning, kick off the weekend with Glenn Frey and Party Town. But... And if that's not enough reason to celebrate, today is National BLT Day.
Woohoo!
I miss my buddy's Coney. Bill Mesta, the Coney Cafe that burned down. And he made magical BLTs.
Yeah, what goes on one?
Chicken, waffle fries, and mustard.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist the dumbness.
You have to know. I'll bet you a buck right now. There are at least five people listening right now who have worked in a restaurant, and someone's asked them that question.
What's on the BLT?
What's on the BLT? My right fist. But today is National BLT Day. And there are a lot of great BLTs in the Motor City and all over Southeast Michigan. High Grade Deli, by the way.
Yeah, good one.
Still, but is there anything more iconic when it comes to BLTs? And honestly, I think this is one of the most well-known BLTs in the country. It's Tony's in Birch Run. We talk about it all the time.
Right.
We have his video posted. The keyword, of course, is
BLT.
Yeah. I wonder how people's voice to text is going to deal with this one when you say BLT. Did you say Baltitude? No. BLT.
Yes, BLT.
Did you say Bolt? No, BLT. Tony's in Birch Run. The BLT there is 1 pound of deep fried bacon. They stick a knife all the way through it. The handle is all you see.
Yeah.
The whole blade is inside the sandwich.
Yeah, that thing's huge.
I ate half of it, and I was down like Frasier. And you got to get after it. Is there anyone listening right now who has crushed the BLT at Tony's in Birch Run? And by the way, we do have the video up. Keyword BLT.
Yeah, you'll see a bunch of history on it. Now, do they, there's a BLT, there's like a challenge for it too there, right?
At Tony's?
I believe when I was looking through some of the stuff when I was making this post today, I believe there is like a BLT, or at least used to be.
I don't know. Where
if you eat the whole thing, you know, you get the shirt or whatever, that thing.
Here's the national story from a couple of years ago when they came to visit Tony's.
Nowhere can you find a sandwich that out-towers all the rest than at our final stop. Next, Sandwich Paradise takes us to Birch Run, Michigan. This tiny freeway stop that's home to just 1,600 people is known for three very big things.
Yeah.
The world's largest Christmas store up the road in neighboring Frankenmuth. One of the largest outlet malls in the country. And just across the street, a family restaurant with a BLT that's big in the bacon. Real big.
Madonna.
Ah, però. Enorme.
We can't get it.
We can't get it.
It is awesome.
Do you need anything else?
Tony's goes through an incredible 10,000 pounds of bacon every week.
Get some.
Gosh, yeah, I put up, what were the other stats up there?
That
the
word BLT, if you want, if you've never been to Tony's, you know what we're talking about. When you watch this video, you're either going to be hungry or freaked out. There's no middle ground.
Yeah, they go through it. So 10,000 pounds of bacon, 625 pounds of tomatoes a week.
That goes on the sandwich too?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that what's on it, right?
Yeah. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. National BLT Day. It's 2 days in a row we've stolen things to celebrate from Donnie.
Oh, that's
true. Did you clear this with her before we talked about this?
No.
What are you doing?
It's fine.
Okay.
We'll just go out the back way today.
Is that right? Is there a back door to this? Where?
Hey, why didn't they include mayonnaise in when they made the name for it?
I don't think BLTs, all BLTs have mayo on it. You kind of assume that.
Oh, I always thought that was it.
Dude, I'm having a good week at home with my wife. Don't get me in trouble.
Why?
She's a Miracle Whip woman.
What?
I said don't get me in trouble over this. This is a thing. Believe me, it's a thing in my house. She doesn't understand why I like mayo. She puts Miracle Whip in a BLT.
I mean, you got to put it on. I feel like everybody puts on. If not, it's a pretty dry sandwich.
Yeah, mayo.
Yeah, right? Mayo.
Not Miracle Whip.
No.
Do you know who puts Miracle Whip? I don't know.
I've never used it.
We're going to counseling over it right now, but I think we're in a better place.
Yeah?
Yeah, no. I honestly don't know any. I honestly do not know anyone who's finished the BLT at Tony's.
Oh, there's got to be some people out there that.
Ron Hetty and I were going fishing once. He took me fishing up Pierre Marquette. Anyway, we were going fishing and we stopped at Tony's. So get the BLT and he got a small burrito. The damn thing looked like an 8-pound trout. They
just throw a baby down on the plate.
And there's these two women at the table next to us, and they're laughing. They're like, oh, my God, I can't believe you guys are going to eat that much food. We got a salad. They bring out a salad that if you fell into it, you're going to drown. It was bad. Put it on the table.
Yeah, that's insane.
See, here's Kathy. Kathy, you been to Tony's?
Yes, my grandson and I stopped on our way to Traverse City. He was probably 15, 16 at the time. And we shared a sandwich. We couldn't finish the sandwich, and we even gave some of the bacon to our dog and still couldn't finish it.
It's a trip.
It was so big. And then I told him, I said, you have to swear not to tell my doctor I ate this.
Yeah, I know. It's always, for dessert, they give you Lipitor.
Yeah.
That's kind of what comes with it. Yeah. Absolutely.
You got to sign NDAs when you go there with friends.
Right. It's a thing, man. I'm telling you, there are rest stops up and down 75 that are sponsored by Tony's because you have to take a nap after eating there.
Yeah, really. No kidding. That's the biggest sandwich I've ever seen.
It's crazy. We have it posted again. The keyword is
BLT.
Kathy, have a great weekend. We appreciate you listening, too.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Hi, Curly.
Hey, what's up, Big Jim? Just telling you how awesome it is to have two different mayonnaises in the house. My wife's a Miracle Whip lady, and I'm a Hellman's guy, man. Can't have that, man. You got to have mayo on a goddamn BLT or a burger or whatever.
I didn't want to get people triggered about this. I just mentioned it.
Hey, Kelly. God dang BLT.
I pay this much, bro. My ding dong dally dong, man.
Tell you what, you man.
And when I make that Mexican street corn on the grill, you don't put Miracle Whip. You put mayonnaise on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on.
Mayo goes in a BLT, and you toast it, too. Although, I don't know that they toast the French roll that it comes on at Tony's.
I was going to say, somebody texted this in. That's part of a BLT is a toasted bread, right?
That's awesome, man. I've been there, and I can't eat the whole sandwich either. I'm with you, man. It's like, you don't realize how big that sandwich is though comes to the table. It's like, holy bitch.
What you doing? All right, Curly, we'll talk to you soon. He was doing so well.
It's just to use that the one that got me.
Holy bat shiitake. How does that even happen? Curly.
I'm tearing up.
That's what happens when you talk about Miracle Whip.
You get fired up, man.
Keyword BLT, national BLT. Boy, everything comes off the table when you start talking BLTs. Yeah, it has to be toasted or it's just a bacon sandwich.
Yeah.
It's a BLT. I honestly don't know of any other place. I apologize to Steve and Mally's because Mally's always does everything huge, burgers. I wonder, I have to send him a note. I wonder if they do like a giant BLT. I would assume so. I want to go to Tony's and Bertrand this weekend and order the BLT and a Diet Coke just to see what they do. Really? That's where you draw
that's
the line.
Even the top.
You think that's going to save you there, buddy?
Oh, man. Somebody said they serve their ice cream in a trout or in a trough. Sorry, I read their first one. In a trough. I've never that much ice cream.
Who's ordering dessert at Tony's?
Yeah, who has room
Hold
for
on,
that?
High five. You're awesome. That's the most American thing I've ever heard.
Oh, man.
Really? Keyword BLT.
Yeah, 248 texted that in.
Hi, Jim. Your wife is right. Miracle Whip only on BLT and any other sandwich. Mayonnaise is horrible. Stop it! Okay. Sounds like a topic for Grounds for Divorce. We're not doing BL Miracle Whip or Mayo talk next Tuesday.
There is their banana split. Or ice cream sundae, sorry.
Shut the front door. So she's got her hands like hip wide, and she's holding this thing.
And it looks like it's hurting her back.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
That thing actually sank the Titanic. That's how big it is.
It's got a whole banana tree on it, actually.
Wow. Is this Betty? Barry.
Yes, Barry.
Hi,
yes.
Barry. Go ahead.
Yeah, they use a whole pound of bacon at Tony's on each one of their BLTs.
Yes, they do. And they deep fry it, too, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Makes it healthier
I heard
for
some
you.
I heard some statistics on some of the stuff they use. They use like 36,000 dozens of eggs every month.
Whoa.
They use over 600 pounds of candy that they just give away.
Seriously?
Every month.
Okay. Now we're hungry and in a diabetic coma. Barry, you're awesome. Have a great weekend.
I hear ya. Yep, you too.
Bye. Bye. You'll notice I did not ask him about Mayo and Miracle Whip. It's mayo on a BLT. You want to put Miracle Whip on a BLT? Go to Cleveland and watch a Guardians game. There, I said it!
Sassy. There's really a difference. I didn't know that. I just thought it was like, I don't know.
What do you mean a difference in what?
The Miracle Whip and mayonnaise.
You get the hell out of the studio right now.
No, I'm
you leave.
I'm sorry.
You're done.
No, never mind.
What?
Nothing.
No, go ahead and say. You started down the road now.
No. I thought there was a difference. I thought it was a, like, price point was the difference. Was what I thought growing up.
Stone Soup update coming up next.
I'm sorry.
I can't even look at you right now. Even if you were really cool, I think. We hope you guys do too. Now, the key word is...
thunder.
You get a lot of different versions. Remember, like, we had the hillbilly version of Thunderstruck?
Right.
That was pretty popular, too, a couple of years ago, the whole banjo thing. They're a whole band that did this. The person who's performing this, though, is Thunderstruck by AC/DC on a Chinese musical instrument called, and I'm going to screw this up, Guzheng, G-U-Z-H-E-N-G. It's a 21-string instrument. So imagine, like, it's flat, like you're playing, like you're picking.
It's almost like a tabletop with strings attached
right, that's
to
what
it.
Kind of, that's yeah. exactly what it looks like. So this person,
whatever again, the lever thing is,
the lever
seems like a whammy bar.
Kinda. It's like, you know, when they put down the slide guitar, you see people play them that way and stuff. But this thing, it's really cool. And let me get the music out of the way here. Again, keyword thunder, because when you watch the person playing this, that's half the coolness of it. But this is Thunderstruck on there.
Sweet.
Yeah, keyword thunder.
You're right. You got to watch the. I'm just amazed with her fingers, how yeah. quick they move.
Yeah, Guzheng. If anyone knows how to pronounce that correctly, never heard of this instrument. I mean, you see variations of string instruments like that, but not that one.
No.
We did put this up in the same post, by the way. If you're at home and you're like, man, I want to make some AC/DC music, we have an instructional video up there. These guys did this a couple of years ago. AC/DC in 30 seconds.
Key track in 30 seconds. First, you need drums. Then you need bass. Then you need guitar. All you need to know are three chords, A, D, and G. Put them together in any order. And do your best impression of Marge Simpson.
What's that? Look out! Dog on the road!
There we go. 8:45, Big Jim's house. So we are less than a month. Our goal is to have the Stone Soup Bronco ready to roll on Woodward. Last time I checked, that is the third week of next month, and we're on the 22nd of July.
We got it.
We need a sound system. We thought we had a line on one. Someone contacted us. If you guys don't know, the Stone Soup Project, we build vehicles from the ground up. We do one every year for a local charity, totally from donations. It all started as a joke 20 years ago, just to see if we could build a car. Not a show car, just a car.
Right.
And then you realize you're in the Motor City, and this is what we do. So, this year is a 1974 Bronco, and we need a pretty good sound system to put in this thing. Now, we'll give you plenty of love on the radio, plenty of awareness for your brand, your shop, whoever it is. Well, we need one. 248-398-9279 is our house phone number. You can email us. What, Big Jim's House at WCSX.com?
Yeah, that's the best way to get
probably,
to us.
Yep. That actually goes to both Ryan and I. We'll see that on our phones. And it's a 74 Bronco, so we don't have a lot of real estate. We talked with Doug yesterday. We'll put some 6x9s, you know, some subwoofies in there. Get some good sound to it. But here's something I was thinking about, Ryan. It's got to be loud because, and I know this is on a dyno, we're going to be cranking out over 400 horsepower out of that 302 that is now 347.
Right.
Thank you, Livernois Motorsports. we talked to Doug again yesterday, Doug Benziger, our project manager, and we're not going to muffle this thing very much. We want that noise. You want people to hear this thing when you're rolling, man. Coming, it's going to be a beast. So we got to have a banging sound system in there. If you know anyone, you got a lead on someone, 248-398-9279. You can ask all our friends, Bill Brown, Ford. They've been everyone, Bronco Graveyard, everyone that gets involved in this, Livernois, all the folks that will give you plenty of love on the radio, and you're going to be part of something bigger, and you're raising money for Vets Returning Home, who we love.
Yes.
And that's the most important thing. Text us. The key word again is
Bronco.
And that'll get you. You can buy your tickets via text message. It takes you directly to Vets Returning Home. You sign up. You put your info in. They text you back. Bada bing, bada boom. It's done in 2 minutes. You got your tickets.
Easy.
It's easier than Mega Millions. And you're going to, for $10, and all that money goes straight to the charity, you got to crack at something that, last time we looked, I have yet to find a done, dressed out 74 Bronco for under 100 grand.
Oh, they're not out there.
Yeah, they're not out there. Everything we've looked up. But, yeah, we need a sound system. It's a soft top, too. So as soon as we announce that one, slate's clean.
Yep.
Make sure you get back in.
We'll announce that winner on Facebook, too. So jump on the WCSX Facebook.
Oh, that's
or,
right.
Or the shows, Big Jim's WCSX on Facebook. We'll have it there. So if you're in the running, you can see live, real time.
Do we have them all cut out? We got the names, right? We're good. We're ready to go?
Yeah.
Everybody, whose hat we use?
Thanks. Want to use mine?
Sure, why not? I don't know what hats I've got. Do we have a Tiger's hat in the office? Anyway, we got a hat, so we're working a lot. But anyway, we'll do the drawing there. So, unintentional consequences of one discussion this morning. It's National BLT Day, and I mentioned Tony's in Bertrand. It's one of those places, if you've never been, you should go. It's funny. The food's crazy.
I know, I still got to get out there.
You won't eat for a week. Or you'll eat on the same thing for a week. but their BLT is 1 pound of bacon, and it's deep fried. How much do they say? 10,000 pounds a week?
Yeah.
Of bacon? We have it posted. The keyword is?
The keyword's BLT.
And you just casually asked the question, is mayonnaise part of a BLT? Well, yeah.
Yeah, I was putting it on mine. I just wanted to know why they didn't include it in the name.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato, and mayo sandwich?
Yeah.
I'm an omniscient.
BLT mail.
Yeah.
BLT mail. Yeah.
It doesn't work. That's so now you just answered your own question.
That's why.
Because it doesn't sound good when you say
it's
it.
It's the same conversation they had in that important room back in the day.
In the old BLT conference? So my wife, Kathy, I love you, honey. But she likes Miracle Whip over mayonnaise. She puts Miracle Whip on a BLT. I don't understand. Kim texted in, Miracle Whip is so gross, it tastes like spoiled mayo.
How about the one from the 248?
What's that?
There's a time and place for Miracle Whip. The time is never and the place is in the garbage.
Wow. Big Dan, Miracle Whip on my sandwich will get you throat punched. Hellman's.
Oh, man, people are fired up today.
That's a Friday. We shouldn't be. Come on, can't we just all get along and agree that Miracle Whip sucks? Anyway, no, that's your opinion. Totally valid.
Hey, if you like it, you like it. I'm not going to knock you for it.
You go to a restaurant, ask for Miracle Whip, they'll throw you out. It's not true. I
honestly don't think I've ever had it.
Miracle Whip.
I don't think I've ever had
it. It's sweeter than mayo. Hi, Jim. Your wife is right. Miracle Whip only on BLT and any other sandwich. Mayonnaise is horrible.
Dang, dude.
We did not intend to have mayonnaise Miracle Whip talk. But the good thing is, we've got your grounds for divorce for next week. Russ said Miracle Whip is so much better. Lori said Miracle Whip, only way to go. 734, yep. Miracle Whip rocks. Oh, Shannon, I call mine BLTMC.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Mayonnaise. Oh, I bet you she puts cheese on it. We're Americans. We put cheese on everything. I'm telling you, dude.
Man, I never even thought of that.
I'm telling you, you put cheese on it.
Oh, wow.
This is not what we plan to talk about this morning.
I'm going to make BLTs when I go home.
Are you?
That's the best part about them, too. Such a quick, easy dinner to make.
Absolutely. I think Scott's going to... Are you really, Scott? You're going to do this. Okay, go ahead, Scott.
Yep, I'm from the third camp. Neither mayo nor Miracle Whip.
Aww.
I want to taste meat. I'm there for the taste of the meat, not something slapped on top of the meat.
Okay.
I get that.
It sounded dirty and hungry at the same time. That was very strange.
I'm here for the meat.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, watch where you say that when you walk in.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. Have a good weekend, man.
You too.
Later. But then you're just, then you just got a dry sandwich. Toasted bread's always dry. You need something on it to help it down.
The tomato. It's juicy.
Yeah, but nah.
Yeah, but nah.
Nah.
Type that sentence out.
Yeah, but nah. You need something on it.
How was debate club in high school?
Oh, I was great at it, obviously.
Again, so I did not, we didn't want to bring this back up, but then there's so many text messages, people like, keyword BLT, like, screw the keyword. Here's the problem with Miracle Whip.
Oh, now I just got another thing thrown at. 313 says Miracle Whip says salad dressing right on the label.
It does.
Salad dressing?
That's what it's called.
So now it's salad dressing?
It's always been Miracle Whip salad dressing.
Wow.
Yeah.
No cheese, no toasted. You got to have toasted.
God.
BLT is toasted, just like a Coney is a steamed bun.
I really shouldn't have brought this back up. You know there's going to be somebody at work today. Whoa. They're going to be sitting there. All of a sudden, they go, hey, why don't I get a BLT for lunch? Mayo or Miracle Whip? Miracle Whip, get the hell out of my car. They're going to push them out on the road. They're going to be rolling down the lodge, and we're going to get in trouble. Get out. People are fired up.
Miracle Whip is a preservative. What does that tell you? I don't know. They just got that from the 239.
Yeah. James.
Hey, this is James again. How are you doing, Big Jim?
Good, man.
So I went in the restaurant, and I had a tooth. So I said, well, give me a BLT and tea. She says, what's that? I says, a BLT non-toasted. And then I ate it, and she came back, and she goes, how was it? And I said, it was kind of soggy. She says, S-H-I-T. You should have had it toasted.
That was your joke? So, okay, that was a joke.
Well, you should have had it toasted. Yeah.
Oh, I said, no, we got it. Thank you, James. Okay. Keyword BLT. Rick just texted in mustard. Don't even bring mustard into this conversation.
On a BLT?
See, that's...
Get out of here, dude.
Quit yelling at the listeners. Keyword BLT.
Oh, man.
Okay, 734, BLT and a wrap.
Stop it.
Hi, Kat.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to your home of BLT talk in the morning.
It's the perfect thing to talk about for breakfast.
Amen.
I was just going to say that Miracle Whip is a salad dressing. Potato salad, macaroni salad.
Yeah.
But sandwiches need mayo.
I forget about those salads.
He does. Okay, so sandwiches. So okay. You're a mayo woman, which was the original title by ELO before they changed it to Evil Woman. But have a good morning, Kat.
Mayo woman.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, Carol said my Navy boy loves Miracle Whip. He'll pile it on his hot dogs. So gross. So disgusting. I can't even look at it. Total nastiness.
Yeah, he's probably in the surface fleet.
What? Hey, like we say, whatever you like, man.
We can't say whatever. You can't say that. We just spent 4 minutes bitching about it.
But you're all wrong. It's right, not supposed to be on there.
You do you, as long as it's around me. Keyword BLT if you want to see the Tonys at Birch Run.
Honestly, somebody wants us to call them and see what it says on the menu. Most don't say toasted. That one's fighting.
Okay. We got to stop.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.